Approximately 270 walkers bundled up and took part in the annual Coldest Night of the Year event Saturday. Every year, teams and individuals take pledges and raise funds to help those in need who use St. Vincent Place's soup kitchen, food bank, men's transitional housing and thrift store. They then choose between a 2-kilometer or 5-kilometer walk, heading from St. Vincent Place at 222 Albert Street E to walk through the Sioux downtown before returning to the shelter to warm up with bowls of chili prior to heading home. Coldest Night of the Year organizers had set a $100,000 fundraising goal for this year's event. "That's the most we've ever shot for, but we're at $125,000 already," said Sarah McCleary, St. Vincent Place Marketing Manager and Coldest Night Co-Event Director, speaking to Sue Today before Saturday's walk. "Over the last 12 years, the proceeds from this event have raised $965,000, and that does not include this year. So this year, we will raise over $1 million through this event," said Jennifer Sarlo, Coldest Night Co-Event Director, addressing the walkers before the start of Saturday's walk. Teams of walkers included people from local churches, businesses, student groups, workplace teams, families, and friends. More than 30 volunteers helped coordinate the event. The Sue's Pelletier family raised $13,847 for this year's fundraiser, followed by Joyce Nan and the Cool Dudes with $13,465, and Sioux Area Hospital's Emergency Department with $10,850. "The demographic of people in our community facing food insecurity has changed drastically over the last few years," said Shauna DiGasparo, St. Vincent Place Board Chair. "That includes many families with children. We see people who are working, but the cost of food and housing are so high that their cupboards are dry before next payday. We have seniors, teens who are on their own, people who are struggling with health issues, physical and mental. We see people we went to high school with, kids our kids went to school with." DiGasparo thanked the community for its annual support of Coldest Night of the Year at St. Vincent Place. "We don't get any government funding. Everything we do here today and throughout the year is based on the money that you help raise today. Here at St. Vincent's Place, we provide shelter and food, but more importantly, alongside of that, we provide hope, dignity, and respect, served up with a kind smile, and sometimes even a hug, and we could not do this without each and every one of you and the funds you have helped raise today," DiGasparo said. Since 2011, Coldest Night of the Year walks have raised over $75 million across Canada in 190 Canadian communities.